Oh, hi, James, please.
He's not available. Can I have you?
Yeah, I think so. This is Tina from Local Splash, and we're having trouble processing this month's payment. Is he the only one that handles that, or is there someone else that can help?
We were supposed to cancel that subscription because it's not been, we're not gotten what we was told out of it, you know, but we were supposed to have already canceled that last month when they got all this.
So in the terms and conditions that James acknowledged with his e-signature, he agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So that call that you said was supposed to happen, there's no record of it. So there is a $199 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is...
One of your fellows called us last month, and we told him we did not want to continue on with this because it's more like a scam than anything. It's no good.
So our calls are recorded for quality assurance, and there's no record of that. So I will tell you, though, that in the time that you've been with us, I don't know if have you been on your client dashboard by chance?
No.
Showing that you guys have been found on the first page of Google 610 times, and you've had...
When we go on the first page of Google, it doesn't show, I mean, that was already on there because of the alphabetical order.
Google doesn't work in an alphabetical order. If you put in roofer near me, you'll see that the companies coming up are not in alphabetical order. It's all done by the programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, all of the programming that we're doing for you. And out of the 610 times that you guys were found on the first page, you've had 270 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you guys have received a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, and most of that is word of mouth. But because I don't know. I'm not even sure exactly how to access the dashboard anymore either. So let me just get. Hold on. Let me see if I can get James on the other line. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Trey. Hey. Okay. I've got Google Local Splash on the other line. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, can you hear her, Trey?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Trey's on the, James on the line now.
Thank you so much. Is your name Raven, by the way?
It is. My name is Raven.
Thank you for your help, Raven. Hi, James. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm good. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I was telling Raven that the reason I was calling is we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, actually, we're wanting to cancel. It's not working out for us. We can just, nothing like it was said. We're just wanting to cancel.
That's what she was relaying, and I was letting her know because I don't know. She said she doesn't have access to the dashboard anymore, so I'm going to send you guys a fresh login. But in the time that you guys have been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 610 times, and you've received 270 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've received a lot of solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. You know, also, I want to let you know that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $199 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But, you know, if it were me, I would advise you definitely not to, because that would dramatically affect your business, because
so
everything... What was that? I'm sorry, the phone is very sketchy. Say that again, James.
So in other words, it cost me $200 to cancel.
Correct. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come June 23rd, if it were just to sit, it would reoccur to 398, and that would continue to do so until this settles. So the nice thing is that
okay.
If that's your intention, you're catching it in time. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay, so we'll just go ahead and figure out how to get that payment to you so we can cancel.
Okay, so I have your billing in front of me, and is it going to be a different card number then?
Right, have you got that?
I can do the card I got right here.
Okay, might as well do it then.
Okay, it's just a one-time payment though, correct?
Yes, I can take the one-time payment and then cancel right after. You guys will get a confirmation number in a couple of minutes, so that way you won't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One option I want to give you, James, before we let you go, is that once this cancels, if you guys want to keep the website, you could also do that and just pay us for the hosting of the site, and that's $49 monthly. Have you seen the website that we built you?
Have you even seen the site?
No, I haven't.
I'll text it to each of you. It's arrowmetalsmfg.com, and right now there's a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you guys know that we're having trouble with the payment. So once this payment goes through, that orange banner will come down within one business day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so take a look at it. You don't have to decide right this second. If you want to look at the site and call me back later, we can do that. But I'll at least update the payment. And then if you want that $49 package, we can put you in it later today after you look at the site, okay?
Okay. And can you send that to 678-890-1184?
Yep, I just texted it to both numbers that we have on file.
Okay.
So you can look in your text message. And probably the other one is for James. Is that the 5380 number?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I sent it to text in a text message to each of you just so that you can look at it, okay?
Okay. All righty.
Okay. So go ahead, Raven. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 5524.
Okay.
3340.
Got it.
3537.
Okay.
8644.
8644. And then expiration?
0427.
And the code?
Is 524.
524. Okay. Perfect. So I will get your authorization. And then if you want me to do that $49 package right now, I will. If not, we could always, you know, have you look at it and call back later.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let us look at it, and then we can give you a call back.
Okay, you got it. So I'll put a note in here that if I don't hear from you, I'll cancel this at the end of the day. I am here till 7 o'clock Eastern, so as long as you call me back before 7 Eastern, you'll be able to retrieve that site with no problem. And then I'll also text you both my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So when you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay, little splash.
You got it. Okay,
right.
And
okay.
I enjoyed speaking to both of you. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, no problem.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.